Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Now pinch hitting for Brewers general manager Matt Arnold is Lane Grindahl. Dude, can I compliment you real quick? Your call the other night on the game winner by Willy Adames, or what proved to be the game winner. Fantastic call, my friend.
Well, thank you, guys. That was, you don't get those moments very often. And so when you do, you hope you get it right. And, I mean, it was just such an exciting moment. And at the time, you didn't know all the backstory of what was going on in the on-deck circle and everything else. But what a fun moment. Probably the moment of the year so far, certainly one of them for this team. It's off to a very good start.
Christian Yelich played yesterday. Wasn't the best game, but it's good to see him back in the batter's box. What can we expect from Yelly? Every day is he going to play, or is this going to be a slow ramp up, or what does that look like?
I think you have to just go day by day and get the feedback from how he feels on each given day. Now, that being said, I do expect to see him in there pretty much every day. I think they wanted to be careful with this, and when he did come back, bring him back in a spot where he felt really confident in being in the lineup daily and getting back to being what he was in those first 11 games when he got off to that amazing start. It's going to take some time probably to get totally dialed in again from a timing standpoint and just seeing the baseball out of live pitching, you know, from a live pitching perspective. That's just different than taking swings in the cage during batting practice and everything else that comes with that ramp up to get you back into a game. So I think a little bit of patience should be exercised, but it was great to have him back. I think it's a lift for this team. It changes this lineup, and hopefully he can find that form he was in those first 11 games, because, I mean, he was off to some kind of start.
Brewers play-by-play man Lane Grindahl with us on Brewers 360.
All right, so Saturday, May 11th, is Star Wars night at AmFam, and yep. WDTMJ helping fans fulfill their destiny, so we're helping with this. We're giving away reversible dark verse light side shirts. Jedi or Sith will be the question every fan will have to answer. So, in honor of Star Wars night, I figure we could play ourselves a little game here between you two.
Okay.
So here's the game.
Okay.
I will say a name, and you, Lane, or you, Vince, we'll have you both go, must tell me whether it's a former or current Major League ball player, or is the name that of a Star Wars character.
Every single critter in Star Wars has a name.
Yes.
Right.
How's that sound? Can we do it?
Well, I'm obviously going to lose on the MLB. Oh, Lane's got a computer for a brain.
Yeah, I was going to say, Lane, I expect Lane to do okay. We'll
not
see how
fair.
This goes. All right, let's start.
I might really struggle. I'm not
perfect.
I'm not great when I'm put on the spot. I kind of freeze up. So, yeah, we'll see. Let's see how this goes.
Okay, here we go. Number one, Lane, you can go first. Orville Overall. Star Wars character or former Major League Baseball player?
Got to be a ball player from like 1907 or something.
I'm with Lane on that one.
Overall was a pitcher for the Reds and Cubs. He played from 1905 to 1913.
How about Grindahl calling the era?
Wow. And I look.
I remember watching him play.
Yeah, he's great.
I couldn't get a call from Euchre on that one.
Tremendous burst.
Number two, Zori Bliss, Vince. Zori Bliss.
Totally Star Wars. Don't remember Zori.
Lane?
I would go Star Wars too, yeah.
Zori Bliss is a leader of a group of spice smugglers from the planet Kijimi. She was also played by Kerry Russell.
I want to see your brains in the snow.
Yes, Zori Bliss is that of a Star Wars character. Okay, next one. All right, Lane, you go first here. Kit Fisto, Star Wars character or Major League ball player?
Can I get that in, like, can you spell it? is this like a spelling bee? We can get it in a sentence. We can.
What's the origin?
What's the origin?
Because if I say a different planet, you'll know for sure it's not a baseball player.
I think it's a baseball player.
It's a great baseball name. I'm with Lane.
Okay, you guys both say baseball. Kit Fisto is a Jedi Master and a member of the Jedi Council.
Well, he is a cunning warrior
but
and our best
also
pilot.
Also a baseball player in Star Wars. was like, it wasn't right. the storyline, but
he did swing a lightsaber.
A really good pitcher.
Played yeah. for the Alderaan A's.
All right, last one.
Until that unfortunate
final
explosion.
One. Razor Shines. Razor Shines. Star Wars character or baseball player? Vince, you can go first.
Now, Razor's ball player. You bet.
All right, Lane.
I'm with Vince.
Razor played in the Major League Baseball League during parts of four seasons for your Montreal Expos. He was a first baseman back in the early 80s. Well done. You guys did all right. 3 out of 4.
Hey, Star Wars Night is super cool, Lane. They always put the names up and dress it up there with the in-game team. It's a blast at the ballpark.
I love Star Wars Night. And it's almost like there's the suspense on the field, but there's also the suspense the first time through the lineup of, like, what's this guy going to be called.
Right.
And they come up with some great ones over the years. I'm excited to see what they come up with this year. Should be fun.
Hey, thanks for joining us on a Thursday, Lane. Great to catch up.
Guys, always a pleasure. Appreciate it.